In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends, to have leprosy in Jesus' time was about the worst thing that could happen to someone, because it would lead to your total banishment from society, from family. When Jesus approached, the lepers, with voices trained from yelling out, "Unclean," stood at a distance from Jesus, raised their voice, and screamed something else: "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And Jesus did have mercy. He told them, "Go, show yourself to the priest," because priests were the only ones under the Mosaic law who were able intelligently to pronounce a leper healed, and so to return him or her to normal life, to society. Even to say this, however, was to imply that Jesus had cured them. But he actually didn't pronounce them cured or let them see the effects. It took an act of faith on their part to start journeying to find a priest simply on Jesus' word. But that's what they did. As they were walking, however, they became aware they were cured. One of them turned around. Before he would show himself to the priest, he wanted to thank the one who had given him a miracle. Glorifying God, he came to Jesus, fell at his feet, and thanked him. Jesus' words are very powerful. He did not immediately reply, "You're welcome." Rather, he asked aloud, "10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? He knew he had cured all 10 of leprosy, but only one was showing gratitude. Only one was able to say thank you. The reason why it mattered so much to Jesus was not because he wanted people to appreciate his generosity and enter into his debt. He wanted to give them the fulfillment of the promise. The promise St. Paul describes in today's passage from the letter to the Galatians. This is the key point. Jesus came into the world not fundamentally to heal our bodies, but to restore our souls. He came not to remedy our ills, but to redeem our whole life. In order to receive these greater gifts, however, we need gratefully to be in relationship with God. While all 10 men were cured of the physical leprosy, 9 retained leprosy of the soul, an ingratitude that took for granted the greatest gifts they had received in life until then, and that closed them off from an even greater one. Only the grateful leper would receive the gift of salvation, because only he had a heart that was opened to receive it. That's why, dear friends, it is so important for us as Catholics to focus on gratitude. We have been blessed with gifts of faith through Jesus far greater than the Jews of Jesus' day had received. But do we really thank God for his gifts and through that gratitude open ourselves even more profoundly to a life-changing relationship with God? Or do we behave like the 9 other lepers? Could not Jesus say, "Where are the other 9? With regard to the gift of our baptism, since so few of us really thank him for this most important day in our life, no matter how long we live. Could not Jesus ask, "Where are the 9? With regard to the sacrament of his mercy that restores us to the way of salvation, because so many of us never or seldom come, even to confess our ingratitude. Could not Jesus say, "Where are the 9? With regard to the many neighbors he sends us in need, so that we can more easily put into practice his command to love our neighbor as he has loved us." Rather than overflowing with appropriate gratitude, we often behave as a spiritually spoiled brats rather than grateful, trusting, and loving children. Dear faithful, let's get practical. All of us are called to gratitude. Let's focus on 3 things. The Lord wants to help us to learn to do in order of increasing difficulty. The first thing is regularly to pray in thanksgiving to God. So many of us might say that they don't know how to pray. They would like to pray, but they don't know what to say. Prayer of thanksgiving is very helpful. To pray in thanksgiving to God means that we turn to God, expressing our gratitude for everything God has done for us and everything he has given us. Since we pray as we live and live as we pray, if we are going to become grateful people, we need regularly to be thanking God in our prayer. The second practice is more challenging. It's to get over our constantly giving in to the temptation to obsess about what we don't have, rather than to thank God for what we do. It's to grasp that our definitive happiness will never be found in money, in earthly happiness, in sports teams, even in other people, but only in God. The third practice is the most difficult of all. It's to learn how to thank God even for the things that the world considers curses, to handle setbacks with gratitude. In fact, to love the cross. Most of us mourn about the crosses we have. We may tolerate them with as an evil, but we are never grateful for them. The reason for this is, frankly, we give too much of our hearts for the things of this world. When the cross comes to us, let's never forget that everything works for the good of those who love God. When we learn to thank God for the crosses and the difficulties and for all of the good He wants to bring from them, then it will be possible for us to thank Him in all circumstances. God can turn an apparent defeat, an apparent curse, into victory in our lives. Everything works for the good of those who love God. So, don't be discouraged. Here at Mass, He gives us more than what He gave to the one grateful leper when He said, "Your faith has saved you." He gives us Himself. No matter what hardships we are enduring, no matter what losses we have suffered, God comes into our world. God comes into our lives to accompany us, to strengthen us, to heal us, and to help us. He comes down here each day to save us. And so we say, Deo gratias, thanks be to God. It's truly right, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give God thanks and praise. And we ask God for the grace to be perseverant, the grace to increase in us a spirit of thanksgiving, so that we may receive a deepening of His gift of salvation and come to that eternal Thanksgiving feast where, with all the saints, where we all those we loved on earth, we may have the privilege of thanking Him forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.